During this winter holiday season, maybe you've turned on the television or dialed up a subscriber service to catch one of the old classics like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or A Charlie Brown Christmas. But some on social media are saying that Rudolph in particular has racist and bigoted elements and is out of step with our current sensibilities. So how should we measure these pieces? Based on what they were like when they were created or more within the context of today? With me to talk about those concepts is Michelle Saint, philosophy lecturer at ASU. Michelle, how do you look at fiction that was created in a very different time period, and how sensitive should we be to that?
I think generally when you're looking at art, it's worthwhile to think of it as all a part of a conversation. So whenever you're looking at a piece of art, you're looking at something that is a response in a conversation to something that came before. And so we are all of us together in our society working together to develop more and more in this conversation. So when you're looking at a piece of art that came out a while ago, you're looking at something that was a response to what came before it, and you're looking at something that came about at a particular cultural context to mean a certain thing given that context. So now we're in a different context. We're in a different world just because that's how time passes. And so there are two different types of viewpoints you can take on a piece of art from a previous time. You can ask, what did this mean at that time when it was made? What did this mean to the people who made it? What was it a response to? And how did it act as a response to what came before? Or you can look at it from our current time period, who we are right now, are the context we're in, what does it mean for us? And when we engage in it, when we watch it or listen to it or read it, what does it mean for us given where we are and the other types of art that have come about?
Is it okay, in a grander sense of being thoughtful about this, to say, well, this was something that I enjoyed as a 10-year-old, and I still maybe enjoy it at my age, but if I have kids, maybe I want to teach them a lesson. But is it sort of okay for us to enjoy it as we used to enjoy it, even as we have more knowledge of maybe understanding why people might be uncomfortable with it?
I think that it's okay. And I think that my answer to that has to do with the nature of emotion. So it usually is pretty useful to think of an emotion as a form of perception, or that when you feel something, when you have an emotion or response to something, it is you attending to certain aspects of that thing. So if you grew up watching a particular story that came about a long time ago, if you grew up and it's this incredible part of the memories you have from your childhood, and now as an adult you watch it and you are reminded of all those memories, all those good times you had with family and friends, well, that is you paying attention to certain aspects of that piece of art and how it fit into your personal past. At the same time, you might be able to pay attention to other sorts of aspects of it and think about what sorts of memories you'd be setting up for your own children. So you are perceiving many different aspects of every piece of art. And when you have some sort of emotional reaction to it, you are responding to some aspect of it that you are perceiving, that you're paying attention to. And for a lot of us, that's the nostalgia. That's our memories. That's something where it fit into our lives in a way that is meaningful and important. And of course, that's something that you're going to want to pay attention to.
What about the creator of the art? Let's say that the art itself may not be troublesome, but we'd find out that the person who created it had some, either in his or her personal life or with the message that he or she was trying to send across with that. How thoughtful do we need to be about that?
I think it's worthwhile to be very thoughtful about that. I think that there are a lot of different reasons why it is worthwhile. I also think that it's worthwhile to keep in mind that this isn't something particular about art, but it's something that is just relevant whenever we have social interactions with others at all. It's true about the baker who bakes your bread. You know, you go to a bakery, you love the baker, and then you find out that maybe the baker is someone you wouldn't really want to be close to. Well, that's something you have to keep in mind. The bread might be really good. The baker might be someone you don't want to be close to. Same with art. And so this is something that I think as a society we are really navigating quite a bit right now, that there's a limit to how much you can separate the art from the artist. Because when you go and you read a novel or you watch a movie or listen to a piece of music, you are forming some sort of relationship with that artist. You are interacting with them. You are letting them into your life in an important way. In the same way that when you take bread from someone, you're letting the baker into your life. And so there is no easy answer to this question. Very rarely in life is there ever an easy answer, but it's something that is worth paying attention to, that when you interact with a piece of art, you are interacting with something that was made by another human being. And so you are interacting with that human human being as well.
To what extent, if at all, does it matter what kind of art it is? Because I come back to our original jumping off point with some of the Christmas specials, which are seen as sort of nostalgic art probably at this point, and in many ways for kids. Is there a difference between seeing that and reading a compelling piece of fiction or seeing a particular painting or something like that?
Well, I think that all art is common in that it is meant to have you react to it in some way or another. And when we're looking at a piece of art and we want to judge it, we can judge it in part by what it is supposed to make us respond with. So when you're looking at a piece of art that is meant for children and it's meant to inspire a certain type of joyful, happy sort of feeling, and then you're looking at it and you go, wait a minute, that doesn't actually seem to be bringing about the sort of reaction it's supposed to, that matters in the same way that when you're looking at a piece of complicated art meant for adults to sit and grapple with the big ideas in the world, but then you're looking at it and think, wait a minute, that doesn't really work. The same thing is relevant there. There was some sort of reaction that the piece of art was supposed to bring about, and it didn't in the right way. And so in each case, you have that as the common thing. Something was supposed to happen for us, the viewer, and it didn't happen the right way. Now, when you're talking about something that's meant for children and you're approaching it as an adult with children in your life where you want to inspire them to grow up to be certain types of peoples, that is something you got to keep in mind. It's not just how you respond to it, but how others do, too. And so you want to consider, what do you want to bring into your children's life, as you do all the time as a parent?
Michelle Saint is a philosophy lecturer at ASU.